5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Well, I'm doing that out of the goodness of my heart.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I don't think you are, Jim.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M. I feel good.
A nice Thursday helping coming your way. Ever listen to the show? This is a bloody good show right here. Big Sauce Merritt, we're speaking to him. Played for the Lions. He was unlucky, Sauce. He came in just as they'd finished their golden era, and then the whole time he was there, they were crap. And now they're in a prelim and likely to wander into a granny. So we just find out how Sauce is going with that because he works there. And then, of course, Jason Richardson.
Ooh,
the bald like racing guru.
Well, mate, won the stall gift back in 1993, of course, Jim, knows everything about horse racing. Plus, he won't tip you the favourite. He gives you value.
So we got him coming on. This is a man, of course, who when he won the Cox Plate, the stall gift, he got the bullet out of the gun and wore it around his neck for a couple of years. In one of the floggiest stylings of behaviour anyone's ever seen.
No.
And he now tries to deny that that happened. So when he comes on, you can bring that up with him if you like. And then back-end idiot file. I said this yesterday. Half an hour we had. Half an hour of you that we've managed to craft back into about 7 minutes. So, that's a very nice show. Hello to you, Geelong Willis.
Hello, James. Lovely to be down here. Beautiful day all day down here. Nice muggy weather out in the beer garden. There's a plenty out there having a palmy in a pot.
Yes.
And it's just great to be alive, James. And it's great to look into the screen here and see old chubby Rabsy.
It's bad, but it's real. It's fact.
And fact. Fact.
Fact. Sorry, my pronunciation is maybe bad.
No. I understood you, but they were fact.
Wow.
Hey, I tell you who I've just had on the phone, Fat.
Who?
Our man.
Who?
Liam Pickering. I'm not sure he's jammed enough darts into that throat of his. How, when you speak to him these days, how does he sound? Yeah, how's he going, mate?
Well, you know why? He smokes, I don't know how many a day, and all he drinks is Pepsi Max. That's all
You know those old blokes that used to have around cricket clubs and footy clubs? He'd obviously had about two packets a day, and the voice was, yeah, how's he going, mate? One of the greats, Liam Pickering, always makes me smile when I chat to him.
And a good footballer.
No, bloody oath he was, and good cricketer too. All right, here so what have we got by what now? I think we've got sponsored. All right, here we go.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Get on board a Sea-Doo and discover why Sea-Doo is Australia's number one choice in personal watercraft.
Brilliant people, Sea-Doo. All right, Fat, let's go.
Bottom. Take a spin on a Sea-Doo and experience true thrill, Jim. Playful and compact, stylish and comfortable. Get advanced technology, best on water, brake model, spark tricks. Wake Pro 230 GTI.
Where are you getting any of that from?
I just Googled Sea-Doo. How good are they? Yes. Our very good friends at Sea-Doo.
They are good friends. Righto.
Let's straight into the footy news. And Jeremy Cameron, Jim, it's heating up for Jezza. Let me tell you, because Brian Cook came out yesterday and said, we want him. We want him. We're going to have a big crack at Jeremy Cameron down at Geelong. And then today...
All right, so who are the big guns that the Giants swung into action to make sure he stays there?
Well, David Matthews, the CEO,
very good operator.
The new assistant coach, Chomp Chomp Stevie J.
They didn't roll the chompers out.
Yes, and guess what? They went for lunch. Jeez, I hope Tessa ordered and got him before Stevie. And, Jim, also at that lunch was the big boss of Channel 7, wasn't it?
James Warburton. I saw that.
Yeah.
Well, so Bill, you would do everything you could to hang on to Jeremy Cameron. Don't worry about that. He can play the game, of course. But the chompers interest me. I'm with you. He wouldn't have wanted to be a buffet. You would have had to order your own meal.
I know. But they're having a crack and they've got to keep him. But he might like to come down to Geelong here and do his fishing and do his shooting and go home to Dartmoor or wherever it is.
I don't think so, Fat. I think he's staying.
Also, the Gold Coast is interesting. Will Brodie's a good young midfielder. Mm-hmm. They're trying to keep him. But what about 2 metre Peter Wright, who hasn't played, I reckon, for 2 years, Jim?
Yep.
Surely some team looks at him, don't they?
I would have thought. I would have thought. Absolutely.
Collingwood are interested in Neville Jetta from Melbourne. Only played 6 games this year.
Yeah, he fell out of favour a bit. He's a very good player. Good one-on-one defender. Good user.
Mm. But they and look at putting Tom Phillips on the market. That'd be interesting, Jimmy.
Our man who came in here and dropped that many F-bombs. The interview was more beeps than actual words. We like him. He covers the ground well. Interesting that they don't want him there. I find that interesting.
Well, they're just having a little sniff around, Jimmy. Mm-hmm. Now, tennis.
Oh, hello.
What about this? American tennis star, a very good player, this man, Sam Querrey, Jim.
Yes.
Is facing a 3-year ban from sport. Guess what happened? He tested positive over in Russia.
Oh, no.
Hey! So he was over there playing in a tournament, tested positive. He said, no, I can't have my kids and my missus in Russia for 2 weeks. So they hired a jet. He hired a jet and flew out of Russia, now faces a 3-year ban, if you don't mind.
Fat. You can't be taking performance-enhancing drugs. Everyone knows that.
Was tested positive for COVID, Jim.
Come on, fat. So we went through that whole thing for someone who's got coronavirus.
Yes, Jim. Didn't I say that?
No, you didn't. You said something completely different.
Did I want to make up?
I think you just said tested positive.
I think that's actionable.
Actually, tested positive. People?
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to come back to Craig Bellamy, but what about this weekend of sport? I just want to read this out, Jim.
Yes.
This weekend of sport. Friday night, Melbourne Storm. They play in the prelim final.
Yes.
The Wallabies take on the All Blacks on Sunday, which was 16 all in the first game.
Which is amazing.
Our girls, the Melbourne Vixens, play West Coast Fever in the grand final, don't mind. Saturday, we've got the Caulfield Cup and we've got the Everest.
Mm-hmm.
The Everest, Jim, in Sydney is worth $15 million.
We're going to speak to Jason Richardson about that. That'll be live on 7, yes.
Friday night, we've got Port Adelaide and Richmond. Saturday night, we've got Brisbane and Geelong. And then Sunday, Bathurst.
Oh, no.
How big a weekend is that?
That's a ridiculous weekend. That's what that is.
That's plenty of fun.
And then the Ugg Boot Cup middle of next week, and then Wednesday. Cox Plate the weekend, and the GEF.
Both GEFs.
I tell you, it's a tsunami of incredible sport, Fat.
It is. It's all happening, and we're on air giving it to you. But what about this? Craig Bellamy was trying to fix his car, wheel. He got a flat tyre, Jim. And Cameron Smith snuck up behind him with his phone and filmed him. Have a listen to what happened.
What are you doing? Do you know what you're doing?
Oh, really? Yeah, I do know. I'm real fucking head something.
Bellyache. Come on, bellyache.
Oh, no.
How many of those F-bombs do you reckon he drops in the box?
I remember, Fat, it was when Jono and Henry were about 11 and 9.
Yeah.
I had a flat tyre. And I pulled over and I said, right, you two, get out of the car and watch your old... You might as well learn now how to change your tyre.
Yeah.
Not my fault, but the jack wasn't right.
No.
Fat, after about 20 minutes, they go, geez, we're learning plenty. Shut up, you smart-ass little bastards.
You know what I did, Jim? I just kept driving. The rim was stuffed.
Dan Merritt to join us next.
It's a Rush Hour, Triple M. On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The Brisbane Lions have broken a 16-year drought.
But there's the siren, and the Brisbane Lions go straight through the prelim final.
So, who better to speak to than a great of Lions past?
Looking for the goal-kicking superstar. Sauce! Look at Sauce! What's going around, Sauce? And he bends it. Sauce!
Please welcome our favourite, Daniel Sauce Merritt.
Fair dinkum, Fat. He's got a stiffy. You can't pole vault over this bloke. They're into a prelim. They were bloody crap when he was there, and now they're absolutely flying, the Lions. Sauce, how are you feeling right now, please?
Hello, boys. After that intro, how good was that? Loving it up here, boys. Absolutely loving it. And, geez, it's a good time to be in Queensland.
Cool. I will paint the picture for us. Will you set the scene? What's it like? Are they painted the windows Lions colours? The cars driving around with flags on it? What's happening out there in Brisbane?
Well, we're not to that extent, but it's still a week away before the grand final. But we're building. We just got to get through this week. And then the town is going to go nuts, that's for sure. But we're just, keeping a lid on it for now. But I think in all seriousness, it'll be the amount of people wanting to come to games now. It probably helps that the Broncos are no good this year. But, just the town getting around us. It's bloody good time to be in Queensland, that's for sure.
And tell us about the footy club, because when you came into your playing time, they were just finishing that golden run. Has it got a similar feel about it to what you're experiencing around the place now?
And then when you left, they got really good.
They did. So obviously I was the jinx, and now I've retired. They've gone great. I think when I came in 2003, obviously they were on the back end of all that. Yep. So they were just in cruise control. Obviously the team's still building. So even next year or the year after, you can see this group getting better and better. But we're trying to keep a lid on it. But it's bloody hard, isn't it, when you're in the media every day. You just hope the boys haven't been drinking their own bathwater this week. So it'll be a tough one, that's for sure.
I think their coach will keep them grounded. There's no doubt about that. We love the way he goes about it. But then you're also going to have a Brownlow medalist. Lachie Neal's going to win the Brownlow. Look, it's been an unbelievable year for the Brisbane Lions.
It has. And hopefully Lachie wins it. Yep. We won't jinx it, Bill. But you're right, Fags. Yeah, Fags will definitely keep a lid on a few of the boys and keep them grounded. But I was having a chat to him the other day, actually, and he was a bit nervous about that, having that extra week off.
Yeah.
Obviously, you have it before finals, played one game, and then have another week off. With the shorter games and the shorter season, is it an advantage? Who knows? But there's nothing you can do about it. The boys would just have to get on with it. And then, I think footy up here, it's... obviously, it was a great deal done from a legacy point of view to get the granny done up here, because we want footy strong up here, and we want to be better than the rugby league, that's for sure.
All right, now let me ask you this, Big Sauce, because I know you're looking after the AFLW team and doing a great job of that, of course, but do they ask you to wander down and just help some of the big defenders? Because I ask you this because they seem to go about it a slightly different way to yourself. I'm talking about Harris Andrews. I'm talking about Darcy Gardner and these blokes. So if they're slightly beaten on the lead or something like that, they don't seem to club the bloke in the head.
Well, I know. I think these days you'd only get a fine for it anyway. Yeah, and so I don't see why they're not teaching it. I'm sure. Hodgie used to do it. Hodgie used to do it as well. But now, there's no one. Is there anyone still getting away with that sort of thing, boys? We need to bring it back, eh? We need to bring it back. Someone needs to drive it and bring it back. Maybe I can do like a bit of a club tour. Just go around each club, just, one day a week, and just massage a few earlobes.
Well, it's in the name of the great Spud Frawley.
Yeah, Mick Martin.
Mickey Martin, exactly right. There were lots of great versions of it, but you certainly got your eye in at times, Sauce.
Yeah, I love that. I love the time when in my last ever game against St Kilda, and Nick Riewoldt kicked 9 on me in my last game. Yeah. So it was well and truly time to hang up the boots. But I got in a couple of good ear massages just to finish him off before I was absolutely done. So
Steph Martin, I reckon, Saucy, he's capable of one. If someone gets in front of Steph, he might just land one.
Yeah, we need to fire him up. He's a pretty cool customer, Steph. But, once you fire him up, He's got the build for it, that's for sure.
All right, great man. Well, we just wanted to check in with you and make sure that you're keeping a lid on it. You got the Cats this week, massive game up there.
Watch out,
big game, Billy.
What about Dangerfield or Hawkins, or you go to Selwood, or geez, there's some match winners there. I'd be really shitting my pants.
Well, thank God I'm not playing. That's all I'm saying. Thank God I don't have to play on them.
It'd
be a great game.
You're a star. Yep. Thanks for that. Enjoy the week. And if you get through, enjoy next week even more.
Yes.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Thanks, boys.
On your sauce.
It's the Rush Hour, JB and Billy. Jason Richardson to preview the Caulfield Cup up next. It's the Rush Hour with JB and Bill on Triple M.
It's Caulfield Cup weekend.
Murdoch Glass, 100 metres to go, kicks away, two lengths bow and declare. Murdoch Glass, it's the Japanese again.
And there aren't many people more keen on the races than Billy.
We're just about to get our show started. Fat goes, oh shit, I got a horse running. Rabs, put it on the television.
Here to preview the big race, please welcome Jason Richardson.
Of course, Channel 7's finest does a magnificent job on the racing. Welcome to you, Richo.
Oh, Bray and Bill, I finally made it. This is one of the great moments in my life. You beauty, let's talk racing.
And it is one of the. What happens if you're a bit of a plotter and you find yourself in a Group One? How does that? What's the terminology for that? Because that's where you're at.
Hang on, am I the plotter and dealing in a Group One with you, or are you
plotter and you're now running in a Group One race on Triple M. Now, listen,
I do my tie-up.
That's it. Before you and Fat get stuck into the racing, the Make a Difference Foundation, I see Four Pillars Gin, magnificent out there.
Hillsville.
Tell us a bit about what the Make a Difference Foundation are on about, please.
A brilliant foundation. A whole group of mates got together 20 years ago and said, we want to give a little bit back to society. So they've helped disadvantaged kids. You know when some kids, for example, are in the hospital system and their parents need a little chop out that insurance doesn't cover?
Yep.
For example, you know, they're now in a wheelchair. Make a Difference Foundation has jumped in and built ramps into houses, et cetera.
Right.
Just direct support to families. They've been doing it for 20 years. Every Melbourne Cup Eve, they have the Mad Ball, they have it in Sydney. Beck Madden's been a great supporter in the last 5 years supporting it and emceeing a great function on Cup Eve. Can't do it this year due to COVID, so they got in touch with their great mates at Four Pillars Gin, and they've made a special gin,
nice,
which is brilliant gin, and hopefully you've received some, and Bill, there's one in the mail for you, no doubt. It's called Four Pillars of the Community, $50 with every bottle. Jump on the Four Pillars website. $50 with every bottle goes to the Make a Difference Foundation. Brilliant stuff. And Four Pillars is the great gin based at Hillsville that has won prizes and trophies and medals all around the world.
It's all great. Right. Very good. Now, who's winning these races? Well, please get that sorted.
Well, Saturday, Jim, the Caulfield Cup, of course. And up in Sydney is the Everest. The Everest is worth $15 million, if you don't mind. But let's have a look at the Caulfield Cup, Jace. The Stella Artois Caulfield Cup, if you don't mind. The Internationals.
Wouldn't you have consumed plenty of this on your day? For our audience, normally Caulfield Cup Day, Bill makes his way around all the various marquees, putting his snout in the trough, trying to cut one from the herd. Mm. Whereas Bray sends me a text at the start of the day and says, give me the numbers, I want 10 winners.
That's it.
After race two, if they haven't both won, then on the barrage of abuse that I cop on my phone.
And you'll get it again this year if you're as inept as you've been in recent years.
Righto, let's have a look at the cup.
Hey, what a cup it is. Anthony Van Dyck is the top weight for our audience. He's an Epsom Derby winner, one of the biggest and best races in the world. He's got a lot of weight, 58.5 kilos. So he's got to give a lot of weight, 8.5 kilos down to the bottom weight. That's a big start. If you use a kilo, it's about a length and a half. It's over 10 weeks. He needs to be good enough to get past a horse like Toffee Tongue. But he is. He's drawn wide. He'll push forward. And I think he's going to take a power of beating. There's a horse that I think you should have something each way on, though, Jim. Buckhurst.
Yes.
Joseph O'Brien, Benny Mellum, who's a nice, cheeky little monster. You love him.
Good.
Lloyd and Nick Williams in the ownership, set for the cup, ran fifth last start in Ireland, settled back with 63 kilos, now has 55, set for the race, $13, have something each way on Buckhurst.
My man, Fat Vinny, one of the owners.
Big Vinny is one of the owners, the big cement head, so he'll love it.
I like Very Elegant, by the way, the favourite, and Finch, who's running real well. This is the Caulfield Cup.
But, it would have been hard for us to find. So the $4 favourite, you're going to tell us, eh?
Yeah. Well, when it wins, I'll replay this. And when Anthony Van Dyck comes second last, I'll be replaying it to you, old nude nut. Don't worry about that. Let's get up to Sydney because I can't believe this. 15. So what did the winner get? 10 or 12
the
million?
Gets 6 mil.
Six?
Jeepers.
6 mil. And the Caulfield Cup's worth 5.1 mil. In total, so the winner would only get sort of 2 to 2.5 mil. So it's unbelievable, isn't it? $6 million for the sprinters. I'm with a South Australian, if you don't mind. He's about $11. His name is Behemoth.
Oh, Behemoth. Jeez.
He won 2 group ones in Melbourne over 1,400 metres. He gets up to Sydney. What he needs on is mad speed on in front. He'll get that with Nature Strip. He'll settle back. You should see the big boy. He will storm over the top down the centre of the track. Hey, they'll have 15,000 at Randwick.
Well, sounds like me.
Well, we've got no people at Caulfield. How depressing that is.
Oh, you'll be there. You're nude nut. Hey, you're not on SEN, so we've got to shorten this up a bit, all right?
I was just trying to describe you, take you through the emotions of the race. You've turned sour in your days.
Now, Richo, as we let you go, Behemoth sounds like me. Massive and fast.
Well, unlike you, he's not field shy. He's not a scaredy cat like you were. You avoided the short pitch delivery. And,
also,
he might be in the rough and tumble.
If Behemoth wins, they won't take the bullet out of the starting pistol and put it around its neck.
Please tell me, Jason, you don't do that like Kevin Murray, wear the bullet around your neck because you won the stall gift.
Bill, of course I didn't do that. I beg your pardon? Do you think that I was fast enough to catch a bullet yet still win the race?
I have family interests
that fool is talking
about.
That
have told me that you were busted doing that, and it didn't surprise me one bit. Anyway, goodbye to you. We look forward to seeing you on the Coverage 7 Network, of course. Do a great job with the racing.
Have a great one.
Shine your head.
It's a rush hour. JB and Bill on Triple M. It's the Rush Hour, James Brayshaw and Anthony William Brownless on Triple M.
All right. So what happens? We get guests on. They're good guests too, quality guests, but they bloody go on and on and on. Big sauce. We couldn't get that bloody redhead to shut up. And then old baldy Richardson comes on talking racing because they're used to bloody gabbling on all day. Bring it in a touch, you lot. Christ almighty. They get excited to be on the main show. Now,
I'll tell you
what we're doing now, and we've had to cut this back. Maddie on the run has done a beautiful job of chopping back the idiot file. This is where Bill stuffs things up, and we put them all together, and you laugh. Is that
anyway,
it?
Anyway, that's it.
That's it.
the NBA, Jim. What about that today?
What happened?
Well, I'll tell you. mate, the Heat defeated whoever they played, right? Another weird world weird.
Right.
Is
I'm still trying to get over that throw to the audio. That's as clunky and horrible a throw as I've ever heard.
I'll have a chat to Rad because he's tried to add his own bit when he's not a producer. He's just a button puller or pusher even. Why? He says, the doctor said, because I'm trying to examine you. Jim,
the doctor's trying to examine you.
Doctor's trying to examine him and his buddy.
He's got to go again because it's a good punchline.
No, he doesn't go again. That's it.
He's a New Zealand native, Jim.
Right.
And I'm going to have a go at his name because I reckon I can say it. It's a long, interesting name, but this is how you pronounce it, Jim.
Yes.
Modi Oholiafar.
Well, that'll be on the button bar. And special host today, Joey Montagna.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Great having you on board.
In board. How are you going?
My head tells me that the Lakers, but my heart wants Miami so bad.
Ooh, Jimmy Buckets. I think he's the man. I like to just keep an eye on one of them, and Jimmy Buckets is my man.
That's your guy? You followed him through college?
Through college, through Nostradamus and all that. Now he's...
Nostradamus. Was he a Disney character?
A And Jaden Geary's had a, I think, the first hub baby.
Jaron Geary, yeah. Yep, not Jaden, Jaron, yep.
Jaron's brother, Jaden, is in Bendigo. Hey, speaking of footy, which we weren't, Yeppoon. Do you know where Yeppoon is, Jim?
No idea.
They're central Queensland, right. And they are the Yeppoon Swans. They are chasing tomorrow, or Friday, even Saturday. Oh. Saturday.
I'll just keep rolling.
Yep.
Jim, footy, I'm going to put a wild card, right?
Oh, no.
That's on
good,
here.
Good.
Oh, that's dear. Not bad.
No.
You like?
That is bad.
No, that's
I
very bad.
I bet you you'll use that. You'll take it home to Tilly and Strasburg or whatever the cat's name is.
Trisman.
And you'll tell that joke to him. Stay around, Daisy, because we've got V8 supercar Fabian Coulthard. He drives the Ford.
I think I'll do the throw because they're just called supercars and his name is Fabian Coulthard.
Going to ask you that, Bathurst, your grand final, of course, Sunday, 18th of October. What changes will we see at Mount Pam?
We get a few more personnel.
NBA final. Tell us what happened in game three, please, Joey.
Oh, yeah, big upset today. Everyone thought the Lakers would just sweep the Miami Heat, but Jimmy Buckets, I know your man, Bill, you're a big fan of Jimmy Butler.
Mate, I just saw of one off the window is just unbelievable. He just went back off the window straight in.
The glass.
Yeah,
off the glass. The window. But one of the great finals games, Joey, a triple-double? Triple-dubs?
Triple-double?
And Bill jumped on a Sea-Doo and went straight past throw into his opener then.
I did too. Sorry about that, Sea-Doo. Very, very good sponsors. That's your fault. Joey, you're supposed to jump in.
It's your fault, apparently.
Sorry, yes, my fault.
Fair dinkum, Jim. You try to soar with eagles and you can't swing a cat. Lucky. Yeah, he is, Jim. No doubt about that. Liam from Castlemaine says, I want to throw my kids in the back of the Hino?
Hino,
sorry.
Yes.
I was going to say a hyena. Hino. just on the cats, I'm hearing Jeremy Cameron, Jim.
We weren't really on the cats, but... No,
Jerry Cameron.
Jerry Cameron, yes.
Jerry me? Oh,
Jerry me, Cameron.
And in the women's, 19-year-old Iga Swiatek. She won 6-4, 6-1, Joey.
Who
she
was
won
it?
6-4, 6 Iga.
I haven't heard
and
of
she and well done to Dylan Alcock, who's won again. He's won the French Open.
Alcott.
He's won 11.
Alcott. It's a double T. Alcott.
It's Alcott.
Yes,
get it right. What'd you make of the NRL there?
Good win by the Raiders.
You're rattled.
That's rattled him, Dylan Alcott.
Oh, Jim, plenty going on at Collingwood, my friend. Don't worry about that. You hear that?
Yes.
Yeah, good. I was just having a look if we had a sponsor. I wasn't sure.
Read the rundown, Bill.
What are you doing?
So, all right, boys, you know how it works. You get 5 questions. Whoever answers 3. Whoever answers
what
3.
Was that?
Hey, Richmond St Kilda, the second semi-final, which will be played first. Mm-hmm. The teams will be out in 20 or 30 minutes, Jim.
Yes.
So they'll look at Todd Marshall, obviously, who's not even playing for them. But the Tigers.
Oh, no. Who plays support Adelaide.
That's in a whole different game. Fat. Oh, bins. Oh, October bins.
Oh, well, I've got to do everything.
Oh, do you? Is that the problem?
Yeah.
So you're trying to get Jeremy Cameron to come to your footy club. The best way to do that is to call him Jerry. Jerry Cameron.
Well, he likes his mates call him Jerry.
Do they?
Yeah. Dartmoor.
Yeah, that's it.
And no, I've been up and down, Jim.
Up and down.
I blame it on the Zoom because that sometimes makes me sound bad.
Does it? Yeah.
Yeah,
it just gets the words to come out wrong. Mm. Anyway,
I blame it on the pub.
Yep.
And my brain.
Yep. I think the middle one's probably got the most to do with it. Anyway, we'll get to a break, and on the other side of it, a joke to finish a Thursday show. Now, Dan Merritt, superb. Jason Richardson, not maybe long. As good. Idiot File, superb, of course. No, we love Richo. And
yeah,
now it's time for a joke as we send you off to finish up your Thursday night.
Yes.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Used to be sponsored for the joke. They've been
not
that
for
crap
a long time.
That, yeah, the sponsors just dropped off.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if people know they can actually buy sponsorship for the joke.
No, they know. They're aware.
Just ring Jill. And we'll get a new sponsor for Monday on DSA, Jim, because they've been very good. A little entree for you.
Even old Petone Pizza across the road. Remember you tried to walk in there and get him to sponsor us?
Not even the Cremorne
he
sponsor.
He told you to bug. What'd you call him, Frankie? Or
Mario.
Mario. And he goes, how do you know my name?
Gave us a pizza too, actually.
He did. Bloody nice it was too. All right, come on, Fat, something humorous. It wasn't a big one.
A small Hawaiian he gave us.
Bill ate that whole. No teeth marks in the bloody thing. All right.
A little entree.
Yes, Jim. Oh, no.
What's red and bad for your teeth?
What?
A brick.
That's all right. That's all right, Fat. Oh, I don't think you need to go again.
No, I want to give you this one.
All right.
What about this, Jim, the other day? I bought a used Volvo from Neil Diamond on Gumtree.
Mm.
Sweet car online. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, no. See, the red and bad for your teeth.
Car
bad.
Online.
Deal. It wasn't bad, was it? Red and bad for your teeth. You get a good reception for a joke, you cut and run. Instead of that, he backs it up with that rubbish.
Two from two from brick jokes.
Oh, my God.
Brick. Brick's been good to me, actually. Brick. Why are you calling me Brick?
Good times never seem so good. God.